A warm welcome for visiting Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He addressed the joint session of Pakistan's parliament for the second time in 4 years. Turkey has used its clout on Pakistan's internal and external affairs, a fact reflected in a welcome address by the leader of the opposition in country's parliament. Boosting trade and economic ties with Pakistan in different fields is part of the agenda of Erdogan's visit to Islamabad. But durable peace in Afghanistan also tops the talks between the two sides.
We would back up any initiative that leads to durable peace in Afghanistan. If the peace is restored in Afghanistan, definitely its positive spillover effects would also reach Pakistan.
It is believed that Turkish Prime Minister's visit to Islamabad is aimed at breaking the deadlock between Pakistan and the US on finalizing a deal on reopening the supply line for US-led forces in Afghanistan. Turkey also played a key role in securing an invitation for Pakistan to participate in NATO summit in Chicago to streamline the exit strategy for the US-led forces in Afghanistan by the end of 2014. Despite initial signs of ending the deadlock over reopening supply lines, the stalemate continues between Washington and Islamabad. Pakistan has demanded an end to the CIA assassination drone attacks in its tribal areas, and also a formal US apology for the US airstrike that killed at least 24 soldiers at Pak-Afghan borders in November last year.
He is trying to understand Pakistan's position on NATO supplies and NATO's role in post-exit Afghanistan. And that is where understanding will take place. He will try to soften Pakistani stance and also take some messages back to the United States.
Despite goodwill gesture for the Turkish Prime Minister, the leaders of the mainstream opposition parties who are scheduled to meet him on Tuesday are unlikely to soften their stance on keeping the supply routes closed permanently for the US-led forces in Afghanistan. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.